Morning Show.
Got two words, too. I'm back.
With the realest man in radio.
Rashad! Get off!
Rashad Richie on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Longtime revolutionary and co-initiator of Refuse Fascism, Carl Dix, is on the show. They got something big happening today and tomorrow. Carl Dix, happy Juneteenth, sir. Thank you for being on the program.
Happy Juneteenth to you, and thank you for having me on again, Rashad.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what's going down, not only in Atlanta, but around the nation, and why.
Yeah, what's going down is that there's going to be waves of protest and celebration of Juneteenth, June 19th, the day that they found out in Texas that the slavery had been abolished at the end of the Civil War in 1865. And Refuse Fascism is joining those protests around the country, standing with people who are saying defend black lives, and also bringing to it a demand that the Trump-Pence regime be driven out now, because black lives are in peril as well as many other lives as long as that regime is holding the reins of power in this society. In Atlanta, the protest today is going to be at 1 p.m. at the MLK Historic Site at Auburn and Jackson, and then tomorrow at 3 p.m., Refuse Fascism is doing a Trump-Pence Out Now caravan throughout Atlanta. And people can go to the website refusefascism.org to get ways to get connected around that. And if you're listening to this show outside, go to that website, because stuff is happening all across the country. And see, this is real important, because not only because, look, the official end of slavery is something important that everybody needs to know about. That makes Juneteenth very important. But it is also very important because while people standing up to say no more police murder and an end to white supremacy has inspired people all across the country and even around the world, it has terrified one individual in particular, more than him, but especially him. And I'm talking about that bloated bag of fascist feces that occupies the White House. He is terrified by this and is determined to crush it. He's threatened to call the military out. He's told the mayors and governors that if you don't bring down enough police and National Guard, I will call the military. Some people have pointed out he doesn't have the legal authority to do that, but that's actually the point. Trump, from the very beginning, has been changing the rules, laws, and norms, acting as if they don't apply to him. And it's part of enforcing an overall fascist program that brims with white supremacy, hatred, demonization, and criminalization of immigrants, hatred of women, destruction of the environment. And it is really in the interest of humanity to drive this regime from power, and that will take people in the streets in mass nonviolent resistance.
And what do you, expect to accomplish with the protest happening this weekend? What do you really want to bring attention to that transforms into action?
What I want to bring attention to is the need for people to stay in the streets. That is really where our power is. I know folks are focusing towards the elections. We're going to vote Trump out. And if that's what you're going to do, go ahead and do that. But you have to understand, this man is somebody who says he doesn't respect the results of elections he loses. What will make him leave office if he loses? What will make him not postpone the elections if it looks like he's losing? And we have to be in the street saying we will not accept that. That is what you have to do with this fascist regime. And look, I say that as a lifelong revolutionary, somebody who knows that this white supremacy we're dealing with has been in the fabric and framework of this system from the very beginning, from when they dragged the first Africans here in slave chains. And it will continue to go on till we get rid of this system through revolution, and that's something I'm working on. But at the same time, I want to unite with everybody, wherever they're coming from, who sees the danger that this Trump-Pence fascist regime is bringing down on people, to say, stand up, stay in the streets, do not allow them to crush this beautiful protest movement, and understand the gauntlet that Donald Trump has thrown down with his threats to crush this. Pick that gauntlet up and throw it back in his face. So stay in the streets and see the fascist hammer that they're bringing down and move and act to stop that from happening.
Well said. Carl Diggs, I appreciate all that you're doing, man. You continue to exhibit your leadership through these troubling times. You always have an open opportunity to come on the show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And let me just underscore the website, refusefascism.org, and add another website, revcom.us, as ways that people can find out what's going on, get the analysis, but also the marching orders, what we got to do, because we got to
thank you, sir.
To stop these horrors. Thank you, Rashad.
All right, there you have it, 404-892-2703. Get you in here. It is still Anything Goes Friday. Whatever's on your mind is on my mind. Juneteenth, an unofficial holiday.